Okay, so last Mishnah. Mishanigmar dino uborach ubolifnei osa bezdin ein sostrin es dino. Someone that his judgment had been concluded and he ran away, ubo, and he came lifnei osa bezdin, that bezdin, ein sostrin es dino. We do not contradict his judgment. Rashi explains, Lifnei Oso Bezdin, before that Bezdin, Shenishayibo, that he was obligated in. Ein Sostrin, we do not contradict. Larzo, to go back. Velisa Velitain, and to. Lisa Litain means to go back and forth, to engage in back and forth debate. The expression masa v'matan is the same as this. Masa v'matan is actually a business dealing. Masa v'matan is business dealings, but it means to go back and forth. Literally, to masa is to get lift up and to give. So larzo, velisa, velitain, and to go back and forth, ulai, perhaps, yiska. He's meritorious, he's innocent. Back to the Mishnah. Kol makom she'amdu shnayim, any place that two stand up. For Yomru, and they say, Me'idim onu b'ish ploni, we testify on such and such an individual, she'nigmar dino, that his judgment was completed, b'bezdin shel ploni, in the bezdin of so-and-so, u'ploni v'ploni edov, and they say that so-and-so and so-and-so were his witnesses, Harizeh Yehoreg, then this person is executed on that testimony. Sanhedrin noheges be'oretz u'b'chutz la'oretz. The Sanhedrin practices in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'oretz. Sanhedrin hareges echad b'shavua, a Sanhedrin which executes one time in 7 years, nikreis chuvlonis, is called a destructive Sanhedrin. Reb Eliezer ben Azariah omer, echad l'shivim shana, once in every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva omrim, ilu hayinu b'Sanhedrin, if we were in the Sanhedrin, lo neharag adam ma'olam, then no person would have been killed forever, ever. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, af hein marbim shofchei dam b'Yisrael, even they are increasing murderers in Israel. Rashi says, ilu hayinu, if we were b'yomim shesanhedrin donu dinin nefashos, in the days when the Sanhedrin judged dinin nefashos, lo nerag ba adam, no person would have been killed in it. Kedem mefarish b'gemara, like the Gemara explains, Shabbat Ches Eidim, that they investigated the Eidim, the witnesses, Bedavar, about a matter, Shlo Yodu Lahashiv, that they wouldn't know how to respond. Shlo Yodu Lahashiv, they wouldn't know how to respond, so they would keep asking questions and questions and questions till they wouldn't be able to answer the questions, and that would exonerate the defendant. And then the last part was that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that that's also not appropriate. That's also can also lead to shvichas damim. Rashi says, "Af im hayosun ken, if they would do this, hayamarbim shofchei damim, they would be increasing shofchei damim, spillers of blood, shlo yarum bezdin, because they wouldn't be afraid of bezdin from bezdin." So the Gemara says, "Lifnei oso bezdin hu de ein sosrin." So when the Mishnah said that someone whose judgment had been concluded and he flees and he comes back to that same bezdin, then we don't go back on the original judgment. So it's specifically that same bezdin. Rashi Sigmar says, "Lifnei osa bezdin hu de ein sosrin." Before that bezdin, it is that they don't contradict. They don't go back on the original judgment. Ha, but lifnei bezdin acher, before a different bezdin sosrin, they would go back and contradict or revisit the judgments from the previous Beis Din. But then the Gemara asks, ha, tani sefer, but then learn the sefer of the Mishnah. It says, kol makom shiyamdu shnayim, any place that two witnesses stand up, v'yomru, and they say, mi'idam anu espeish ploni, we testify about such and such a person, shenig medina, v'beis din ploni, that his judgment was completed in another Beis Din, v'ploni ploni edov, and so and so and so and so, with his witnesses, or is in their heart, neherag, he is killed. So we see from this that not only if it comes before the same Beis Din is the verdict still standing, but even if it takes place in a different location, a different Beis Din, the original verdict remains standing. So that seems to be a contradiction. So the more answers, Omer Abaye, by answers, lo kasha is no difficulty, because kan be'eretz Yisrael, kan b'chutz l'aretz. Here, it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. As the first halacha of the Mishnah, that it's specifically before the same Beis Din that the original verdict is kept, but in a different Beis Din it's not kept. That's in Eretz Yisrael, but kan b'chutz l'aretz. And the second part of the Mishnah, which we just brought from, is in chutz l'aretz, as follows. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostoy Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shum ben Shetach, Baruch Meretz Ma'aretz l'chutz l'aretz. If a person fled from Eretz Yisrael to chutz l'aretz, so then, ain sosrin es dino. We don't go back on his original judgment. But mechutz l'aretz, la'aretz, but if the defendant had fled from chutz l'aretz to come to Eretz Yisrael, then sosrin es dino. We do go back on the original judgment, but nay, because zechusa shel Yisrael, because of the merit of Eretz Yisrael, which Rashi explains, but nay, zechusa shel Eretz Yisrael, ulai toil limtso lo, ulai, perhaps, toil, Eretz Yisrael will help, toel means to help. Perhaps Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael will help, limtso lo, to find for him, Pesach shel Zuchus, an opening of merit. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Ahegas, Sanhedrin operates in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz L'aretz. So the Gemara says, Menahani Milei, from where are these words derived? To Tana Rabbanan, that we learned in a Braisa, quoting a pasuk, V'hoyu eila lechem lechukas mishpat lederaseichem, and they shall be for you for a statute of judgment for your generations, b'chol mishvaseichem, the pasuk ends, in all of your dwelling places. So, Lemadnu, it teaches us, the Sanhedrin, that the Sanhedrin is Noheges, operates Be'eretz, Ba'aretz, V'chutz L'aretz, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz L'aretz. So says the Gemara in Cain, if so, Ma Tamud Loma B'Sharecha, in your gates, which is a different pasuk in Devarim. Rashi says, Ma Tamud Loma B'Sharecha, Shoftim V'Shotrim Titin L'cha, judges and officers place for yourself in your gates. So the Quran says, "B'sharecha atam moshev bati dinim, b'chol plach v'plach." In your gates you shall sit, bati dinim, in every plach, in every area, every region, every neighborhood, u'b'chol every inn, in every city. That's inside Eretz Yisrael. U'b'chutz l'aretz, but in chutz l'aretz atam moshev b'chol plach v'plach, you sit the Beis Din in every plach. I think plach actually refers to a larger area. V'yata Moshe b'chol every area, but not in every smaller city. It's not as many. Rashi says, Ata Moshev, Ata Chayov, Lahoshev b'chol plach v'plach. You're obligated to sit the Beis Din in every plach. Plach is prachya. Not sure what that means. Okay, so it seems that plach is a bigger area than a city, and that's in Eretz Yisrael, it's every city as well, but in Chutz L'aretz, it's only every plach. So now we quote the next part of the Mishnah, which is going on the Machlokas about what's considered a destructive Sanhedrin, how frequently or infrequently should a Beis Din, a Sanhedrin, be executing defendants. So we said that the Sanhedrin, which kills once in 7 years, is called a chovlonis. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says once in 70 years. So the Gemara says, Iboilehu, they asked in the base medrash, it was asked to them, literally, on Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Achas l'shivim shona nikris chavlonis. Once in 70 years is described as chavlonis. In other words, is Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah stating back on the Tanakhama, who said that a chavlonis is once every 7 years, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, no, it's chavlonis is once every 70 years. That's called a chavlonis, chavlonis Sanhedrin. O Dilma, or perhaps, or Acharahu, it's the way of the world. In other words, maybe he's arguing and he's saying that once in 70 years is okay. That's considered that's a normal way, that's a normal frequency of execution, and that's okay. And the Gemara concludes as Teiko, there's no resolution to that. So next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ilu Hayinu, if you were there, we wouldn't have had anyone execute it. So the Gemara says, Heichi Havu Avdei, how would they have done this? How would they have achieved this to avoid executions? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, Da Amri Trevayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza, they both said the following, this is how they would ascertain. Re'isim Trefa Harag, they would say to the witnesses, did you see that the guy killed a trefa, someone who had some type of internal injury which would render him a trefa, where he would end up dying within the year, and therefore the murderer would not be guilty of murder for execution? Re'isim Trefa Harag, did you see that he killed a trefa? Or Shalem Harag, or that he killed someone who was Shalem, who was a whole bodied person. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Im Timtza Lomar, if you'll find to say Shalem Hava, that he was Shalem, Dilma, perhaps, Mamakam Sayef Nekav Hava, perhaps in the place of the sword, there was a hole in the organ. So then when he killed him, he actually killed him in the very place where he was a trefa. So therefore, there's no way to really ascertain whether he was a Shalem or a Trefa to begin with. Rashi explains, Imtum Saloma Shalem Harag, if you'll find to say he killed Shalem, Shiyomru Bad Kanuhu, that they say we checked him. Lacha Misoso, after his death, Mikol Shmon Esrei Trefas, from all of the 18 signs of Trefas. But nonetheless, maybe the sign of Trefa was concealed because it was in the place where the sword went in. So that's vis-a-vis a murder. The Gemara now addresses a forbidden relationship. But Boalesa Erva, someone who has relations with an Erva, Heichihavu Avdu, what would they do in that situation? Abaye Verova Damitravaya, they both said, Re'isem Kamachul, B'Shefeferes, did you see the actual act? Like a pipe going into a tube. Rashi says, Re'isen k'mechol shofeferes, ve'ein eidim b'stakam ba, and witnesses don't look at that. They don't look so closely. So that's why, that's a way to reject their testimony. So the Rashi continues, shofeferes is a konacholol, is a hollow, like a hollow reed. Shenosim bo kachol, that they put inside of it makeup, likchol einayim, to put makeup onto the eyes. Mikchol hu kissim, dak. Mikchol is a thin chip. Shebo notlin hatseva mitocha kana, that with it they take the dye from within the tube. From within the hollowed out tube. The Gemara says, so that's all vis-a-vis the Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, who would do everything they could to exonerate the defendant, or at least not indict him. And then the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, but that's also a problem because you're increasing Shofchei Damim. But those are the Tanoim who say that, who wouldn't employ this technique that Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva would do. So how would they ascertain? How would they know, particularly in this last situation with the bolus erva? How would they know that the person really did do the avera? So it says, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hechidainu. How would they judge the case? How would they adjudicate this situation? Rashi says, Rabbanan, the mechayve misa al erva, that they do obligate death for an erva. Hechidainu. How would they judge it? Beeze edus heim horgim. With what type of testimony would they execute the defendant? Hovelav hochi badke, since that they wouldn't check in this way by asking if they saw with such close proximity. The answer is Kishmul. They would do like Shmuel says. To Omer Shmuel, Shmuel said, "B'menafim m'shiyiru k'menafim." With menafim, people who are committing adultery, then. From when they appear like mena'afim, Rashi says, "Mashiyir b'kena'afim, mashiyin ha'hagu inyan niyuf." When they conduct themselves in an inyan with in a matter of niyuf, which is niyuf is promiscuity and morality, shashochvim b'kiruv, that they lay down b'kiruv basa with closeness of flesh, v'nohagim k'derach tashmish, and they conduct themselves in the way of tashmish of relations. So hadron alach. Ketzet ha'edim, hadron aloch, which means may we come back to you, the chapter called Ketzet ha'edim, and we are thereby finished.
Okay, Mazel tov. So starting the new parak, the Mishnah begins, Elu hein ha'golin, these are they that go into Golus, into exile, into one of the cities of refuge, for killing someone inadvertently. A horig nefesh b'shkoga, someone who kills someone else b'shkoga by accident, inadvertently. So now the Mishnah is going to give examples of that. Hayama'agil b'ma'agila, he was rolling with a roller. A ma'agila is a roller. So Rashi explains, Hayama'agil b'ma'agila, he was rolling with a roller. Tochin hoyu gagoseihem betit. They used to smear their roofs with plaster. So tochin is to smear. Hayu gagosehen is a gag is a roof, and gagos is many roofs, and gagosehen is their roofs. So they used to smear their roofs betit with plaster. V'hagagos lo hayu meshupayin. The roofs were not inclined. It wasn't at an angle. Meshupa is an angle. At an incline. The roofs were not on a natural incline, they were made flat. Aval hatit, but the plaster meshopin ma'at. The plaster they would incline the plaster ma'at a little bit. When they're putting the plaster on the roof, they would create an incline on the edge of the roof, as Rashi says, Kadei in order, Shiazuvu Hamayim. That the water, the rain, should flow off, should roll, should flow off. Zov is to flow. So Kadesh Yazuvu Hamayim, that the water, the rain, should flow off the roof. I'll just read that sentence again. Aval hatit, but the plaster, meshapin, they would incline, from the word shipua, ma'at, a little bit. Kadesh, in order, Shiazuvu Hamayim, in order that the water, the rain, should flow off. V'tachin oson, and they would smear them, the roofs, bechatichas eitz, with a piece of wood. Chatichas eitz with a piece of wood, a tool which was a piece of wood, ava, thick, v'chalaka and smooth. Uba, and on it, beis yad, a handle. V'dochva, letzadi shipua, and he would push it, dochev is to push, he would push it, letzadi shipua, to the side of the angle where it was being angled down. V'chozo moshcho elov, and he would come back and draw it towards him. V'chozo v'dochvo, and he would come back and push it. V'hatit mismareach umachlik, and the plaster was, he would spread umachlik and smooth out. U'betachifaso, and in that movement of pushing it down, and in his pushing it down, koreyu ma'agel. The Mishnah calls that as ma'agel, as rolling. But that's the it refers more to that downward movement of pushing it. But Meshichaso, and in his drawing it backwards, Koreyhu Moshech, the Mishnah calls that Moshech, pulling it back. V'shem ha'etz, and the name of the piece of wood which is being used over here was the Ma'agila. So that explains the case over here. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Hay Ma'agil Ma'agila, he was rolling with this Ma'agila. But specifically now we understand that Ma'agil over here means he's pushing it in that downward motion, in the pushing motion, going downwards. V'nafla olav, and it fell upon him. Meaning to say that the Ma'agila fell upon a victim, on him, an individual. V'haragto, and killed him. That's case number one. Hayimishalshal b'chavis, he was lowering down with a bucket, Rashi says. Hayimishalshal chavis min hagag, from the roof, with this bucket. V'nafal olav, and it fell upon him, his victim. V'haragdu, and killed him. Another case. Hayoreid basulam, he was going down on a ladder. V'nafal olav, v'haragdu, and if he fell upon him, and he killed him. Harizeh Gola, behold, this individual goes to Golas. Rashi says, Hayyoreid, he was going down, Hahoreg Basulam, the one who killed on a ladder, V'nafal Minasulam, he fell off from the ladder, V'horeg Begufo as Chavero, and he killed with his body his friend. Gola, he goes to Golas. To Kolhani Derech Yerida Ninahu, because all of these cases are derech yirida, are ways of going down. They're all a manner of going downwards. It's all a downward movement, nina who they are. For gabi golas, and pertaining to golas, derech yirida be'inon, in the manner of going down, we require. The criteria for a person being chayv golas is that he causes the death in a downward motion. Because the mefarsh b'gemara, as the gemara is going to explain, based upon the pasuk of the yapel olav, and he casts it down upon him. In the parsha of the golos of golos, it says that he casts down upon the victim the stone or the item which causes the person to die. But continues the Mishnah, avul imhaya moshev b'magila, but if he was drawing backwards with the magila, with the roller, v'nafla olav, and it fell on him, v'haragdo, and it killed him. So Rashi says, of l'hay moshech, he was drawing it backwards, v'nishmata magila, and the magila slipped. Nishmata means to slip. The magila slipped miyado from his hand, v'noflin, fell upon the victim. Mishnah continues, hayadola b'chavis, he was raising up with the chavis, with the barrel. V'nifsak hachavel, and the rope snapped. V'nafla olav, and the bucket fell on the victim. V'ragdon, killed him. Hayaola basulam, he was going up on the ladder. V'nafla olav, and he fell upon him. He himself fell on him. V'haragdon, killed him. Harizei nagola, behold, this one does not go to Golas. Zahaklal, this is the principle. Kol shebederach yiridaso, any time that it's in the way of his going down, is in his descent, gola, he goes to golas. V'shloba derech yiridaso, but if it's not in the way of his descent going down, in a gola, it does not go to golas. Says the Gemara, menahani mile, from where are these words derived? Shmuel said, Dam Bakra, that the verse says, v'yapel olav v'yomos. It's the violation as yapel, and he casts down upon him, causes the object to go down upon the victim, v'yomos, and then the person dies. Ad shiyipol derech nefila, until that it falls upon him in the way of going down, of falling downwards. So that's the condition of golos. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa, quoting the pasuk b'shkaga, another criteria b'shkaga, the pasuk spells out that the person does this inadvertently. So the Braisa says, Prat lemezit, to the exclusion of someone who does it b'mezit, deliberately. Another pasuk, and this the Parsha Golas is mentioned twice in the Torah. One is in Bamidbar, the other one in Devarim. So the first pasuk here is in Bamidbar, Bishkoga, And the second pasuk is in Devarim, but bleed das, without knowledge, without awareness. So that's prat, to exclude, lemischavein, doing it with intention. So the Gemara is going to explain. So it says the Gemara first, mezid pshita. You know, on the first diuk of mezid, that he wouldn't be chayv golos for doing it, but mezid, pshita, isn't that obvious? Bar katolahu. Bar katola means literally a son of killing. It's an Aramaic, but it refers to a murderer. He's a murderer. Bar katolahu, he's a murderer. Of course he shouldn't be chayv golos, or shouldn't be given the kapara, the atonement of golos. He's an outright murderer. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, Ema, I could say that what the Braisa means by prat, the exclusion of Mezid is prat, to the exclusion of an Omer Mutter, someone who says it's Mutter to kill this person. That's deliberate too, but since he thinks it's Mutter to do, then maybe that's more like a Shogeg, and therefore he could be Chayv Golas, because if he thinks it's Mutter to kill him, look at Rashi over here, but Omer Mutter, Savor, he thinks, Shemutter Laharog as Yisrael, he thinks it's permissible to kill a Jew, a Yisrael. Vezehu mezid shel, and that's called his mezid. So if he thinks it's mutter to kill him, so maybe that's more like a shogun. He would, and when he finds out afterwards that it was wrong to kill him, maybe chayv golos, or he would have golos. So that's what Rava says it means. Omer Abaye, Abaye says back to Rava, no, I don't agree with you. E omer mutter, if he's saying it's mutter to kill him, then that's already an onus, that's already beyond his control. It's not even, it's like he thinks it's completely permissible. Rashi says, onusu veheyachu korei mezid, how can you call that deliberate? He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. So you can't call that a mezid. It's called an onus. So Amalei, so he said back to him, so Ravis is back to Abaye, Shani Omer, that I'm saying like this, Ha Omer Mutter, someone who says Omer Mutter, someone who says it's Mutter to kill, that's Karav LeMezid. It's close to Mezid Hu. It's close to being a Mezid. It's not a Mezid literally, but it's like close to Mezid, and that's why it's called Mezid. But the Havamin is maybe it's a Shogeg, and he would be able to have Golas. And the answer is no. It's Prat. Prat l'omer mutter, to the exclusion of someone who says it's mutter, because that's close to mezid, and he wouldn't be chayv golos. The next part of the pasuk, b'bli das, without knowledge, prat l'mischavein, that comes to include intentional. And again, the Gemara says, mischavein pshita, intentional is obvious. Bar katolahu, he's a murderer. A marabba, rabba explains, it's coming to exclude someone who intends to kill an animal, but instead he killed a person. Lakusi, he intended to kill a Gentile. Instead he killed a Yisrael. Lenefel, he intended to kill a Nefel, which is a non-viable newborn. Vahorag ben Kayama, and instead he killed a ben Kayama, a child who is going to have, who has viability. So that's the meaning of prat lemischavein, any kind of intentionality in mind in the act of the killing already puts him out of the category of a shogeg. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a braisa, which is going to dissect several psukim which relate to the halacha of a shogeg and galus, etc. So the psukim are found on the side, probably on your Gemara. This parasha is found in three places: in Bamidbar Lamed Hay, also in Devarim Yutes, and also there's another pasuk, I think Shemos somewhere as well. So the psukim. So keep your eyes on the psukim on the side there as we go through this. Gemara is going to go through every phrase of the, well, several phrases and darshan each one of them. So the Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, im bepesa, if with suddenness, so if the assailant comes with suddenness upon the victim, so that's the criteria for a killing b'shogeg, which requires golas. So bepesa, the Gemara says, prat l'keren zovis, to exclude coming around the corner. So keren is a corner, zovis, or
Zavis is also kona. So two expressions. I think the word karen means the horn, the point of the zavis of the corner. So if the guy's coming around the corner, so it wouldn't qualify for halacha of golos. Rashi explains, but pesa prat le karen zavis shaloshim pesa hu besamach. So the expression, the word pesa, implies suddenness. Kedematargaminon, like that which we translate in Aramaic, betakif, with suddenness. That's the Aramaic. So it's prat the keren zavis to the exclusion of the point of the corner, such that Rashi says im hayu ze yotzi mimavui ze, if this one was coming out from this alleyway, v'nichnas leze, and was entering into this alleyway, lifnos liamin, to turn to the right or the smaller to the left, for sakina biyado, and his knife in his hand, for zeh ba kenegdo, and this one, the victim, is coming kenegdo, facing him, bekeren zavis, also at the point of the corner, for lero'ohu, and he didn't see him, for hargo, and he kills him. So that's the scenario, and this situation does not qualify as a shogeg for Golas. So the Rishonim debate exactly the reason for this. Some explain the reason is because the victim himself should be more careful as he's walking to a corner and knowing that there could be somebody around the corner. So him falling prey to the knife of this person coming around the corner, that implies a little bit of a pshia, like a negligence on the part of the victim, and therefore that exempts the horeg, the assailant, the killer, from being chai golas. That's one approach. The other approach is the other way around, that the assailant himself, him walking around the corner with a knife, is already now karv lemezid, is closer to being a deliberate act, and therefore also he doesn't, in that situation, wouldn't be chai golas, because karv lemezid. But that's but we learn this from the word pesa, the suddenness. It has to the qualification for golas is if the killing takes place, but pesa with suddenness. The Brisa continues and says, below Eva, without enmity, without hatred, prat lasone, to the exclusion of a sone, someone who does have enmity towards his victim, he also wouldn't be chayv golas in that case. Okay, so the next word is hadofo. And that means, the Gemara says, shadochvo begufo, that he pushed him with his body. Dochaf means to push. Rashi says, balumbis kavein, without intentionality. So this is also an example of a type of shogeg. He's not doing it deliberately. On the other hand, it's not a complete oness. So it's that in-between state of a shogeg for which you'd be chayv golos. Next pasuk, o hishlich olav, or that he sent down upon him. Hishlich, the word shliach, to send, that he sent down upon, he cast down upon him. What does that mean? The Gemara explains, the havi yurida shehitzorech aliyah, to include or to bring, lahavi to bring, from the word bow, to come, to bring, yurida, to include, yurida, going down, shehitzorech aliyah, which is for the sake of, for the needs of going up, aliyah, going up. So what's this case? Rashi explains, kagon, for example, harotze lahorim, yodo bekoach, someone who wants to raise his hand up with force, with strength, the garazim biyodo, and an axe is in his hand, umashbil techila as gufo, and he lowers initially his body, mashbil means to lower down, his body, v'shocha lefonov, and he squats in front of himself, kedei, in order lahorim, to raise up, bekoach, with force, ubahashpal also, and in his movement downwards, horag, he killed somebody. The lo tema, that you shouldn't say, hoel v'tzarech aliyah, since this movement was for the necessity of going up, potem megolos, he's exempt from golos. That's what you could argue. Maybe you'd say he's exempt from golos because he's only going down for the sake of going up, and going up is a disqualification of golos. And the reason why he would still be chayv golos to haksiv, because the verse says v'yapel,
that he goes down, that he casts down upon the victim. And here he's going down for the sake of coming up. So maybe you'd say he'd be potter in that situation. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, that no, oh, hishlech olav, even going down in this fashion where he's going down for the purpose of moving upwards, that's also a criteria for golas. Continues the Braisa with the next part of the Pasuk, below tzedia. Now, the word tzedia, pasha pshat is ambush, without ambushing the victim. But we're going to understand this differently, because the Gemara says it's prat lemiskavein the tzadzeh v'holchol lo tzadache, to the exclusion of a person intending for this side v'holchol lo tzadache, and it went to a different side. So it's referring to where he's throwing a stone, for example, and the Braisa is saying that this expression below tzidia excludes a situation where a person is intending to throw it to this side, l'tzadzeh, v'holchala l'tzadacher, and the stone flew or went to the other side and killed somebody. So based upon this, that's why the lashon of tzidia below tzidia is not ambush, but rather from the word side. The word tzidia is from the word tzad. Tzad in Hebrew is side. So without, you know, if you translate this as without siding, literally, without siding, without intending to go to this side. So Rashi explains, Loshen Tzidud, it's an expression of side, Shalaniskavin that tzadid letzad sheni, that he didn't intend to throw it to this second side. He didn't intend to go to the second side. He was focusing on this side, he threw it to that side, and he killed somebody. That's where he'd be a chayv golas, but not if he intended to throw it to this side and he ended up throwing it to the other side. He'd be potter from golas in that situation. The Braisa now quotes a similar pasuk in Shemos, Vashelu tzoda, and that he did not tzod. He didn't, again, the simple pshat is he didn't ambush, but we're going to understand this differently. It's prat lemiskaven lizrik shtayim. This excludes a situation where he intends to throw it to Amos, for example, Shtayim, to Amos, Vizorik Arba, and he threw it for Amos and killed somebody. Rashi says, Vashelu tzoda, Shulniskavin Lizruk Batsido, he didn't intend to throw it on his to his side or upon his side, Ubisomachlo, and close by to himself. He didn't intend to throw it at this distance over here. Ela Lamokm Shazorak, but rather to the place that he threw it. Avalohoya Yodeya Shiesham Adam. But he didn't know that there was there was a person standing over there. So he threw it not close by to himself. He threw it to like a distance of X amount of feet, and he threw it there, and he didn't realize someone standing there. So he wasn't intending to throw it to a close distance to himself, but rather to a farther distance from himself. And that's what the expression shelut tzada, that he didn't throw it to a place which is to the side of himself, but rather to a farther distance. So that, but Prat, Rashi continues, Prat lemiskaven lizrik shtayim v'zorik arba, to the exclusion of where he intended to throw it a distance of two amos, and he threw it four. V'chein lizrik arba, and similarly to throw it four amos v'zorik shmona, and he threw it eight amos. In that situation, then he would not be chayv golas, because that was, you know, the result was very different to his intention. The next part of the Braisa, quoting the next part of the Pasuk, now is a Pasuk in Devarim, Vashayavo es re'eyu biyar, and that he comes to his friend, literally, in the forest, in the yar, in the forest. So the Gemara, the Braisa explains, ma ya ya'ar, or just as a yar, just as a forest is a rishus, is a domain, lenizik lemazik likonish lesham, it's a place that has permission for, it's a rishus, it's a domain for a nizik, for the injured party, and the mazik and the assailant, likonish lesham, to go into
l'sham there. Af kol rishus l'nizik l'mazik l'konis l'sham. So also all situations for which there'd be a chiv golus has to take place in a place where there's permission for the nizik and the mazik to go into over there. Rashi says, af kol shiyesh l'rishus l'nizik. So also all situations has to be where there's it's a domain, a place where there's rishus to the nizik and the mazik. Rashi says, yitziyah is a yotza chotza shel balabais to the exclusion. Yotza means to exclude a chotza shel balabais, the courtyard of the balabais, where it's only the rishus of the balabais to go in there, but the nizik had no right to be in there in the first place. So if a person kills his victim in the rishus of his own rishus, and the victim had no right to be in there in the first place, that would not be a circumstance for which it would be a chiv of galus. So now the Gemara asks on this brice, and now we're going to start the Gemara. The brice is now over. Boyi minei Rabbi Abahu ma Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abahu asked of Rabbi Yochanan, Hayola basulam. He was going up on a ladder, v'nishmat hashliva mitachtov, and the rung, shliva is the rung, Nishmat slipped out mitachtov from underneath his feet. V'nofla, and it fell. V'harga, and killed somebody. So mahu, what is the din? Kihai gavna, in this situation, kihai gavna, like this gavna situation, in this case, aliyahi, is it considered an act of moving upwards, O Yerida, or an act of moving downwards? Rashi says, Aliyahi O Yeridahi, Basar Didei Azlinon, after himself, after the man's body itself, Azlinon do we go? It's Basar Didei, after him, Azlinon do we go? Do we follow after him? Fuhua Yosuk Ba'aliyah, and he was busy, he was involved, Ba'aliyah, in going up. O Bosar, or after Shaliva the rung, Azlinan, do we go? Vaha'ola, Aleha, and the one who was going up on it, Hayadochko, he was pushing on it, he was pressing against it, Umashpila, and caused it to descend downwards, Klape Mata, towards Mata, the bottom. Right, so mashpila, we had that word before, causes it to lower down. Klape means towards, mata beneath. So do we look at it as a upward motion or a downward motion? On the one hand, he is engaged in the upward motion, his body is going up the ladder. On the other hand, his foot, and then the rung which comes out, is in a downward motion. So how do we look at it? Is it an upward motion for which he would not be chayv golos, or a downward motion for which he would be chayv golos? That was the question that Rabbi Abahu asks Rabbi Yochanan. And he answers back, Omale, he says back to him, back to the Gemara, Kvar negata, you already touched upon this. Literally, the word negia is to touch. You already touched this in the case of the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa, b'yirida shehit tzorach aliyah, about the case of the Yerida, the going down, that is for the necessity of going up, referring to the case in the Braisa, the pasuk Ohishlech Olav, we learned that came to include Yerida Shehit Tzorach Aliyah. So that's the situation which we've said is chayav for Golus as well. Rashi says, "Hari the Gata Kat, behold, you have touched here." But Yerida, in the case of Yerida, Shehitzorach Aliyah, which is for the necessity of going up, for Haravinon La, and we included it, Le'el, above, in the Braisa, Lechayuva, for obligation. Ravinon means to include, like Ribui, an inclusion. We included that for the case of, for Chiyuv, for obligation. So now asks the Gemara, Esavei, a challenge, we're going to challenge. Bring a challenge from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Zeh haklal." This is the rule. Kol shebedach yiridasa gola. Any time that it's in the way of his going down, he goes to exile.
Shlo b'derech yiridaso. If it's not in the way of his going down in a gola, does not go into exile. So the truth is, these two expressions are redundant because the Mishnah has already illustrated this principle with the cases in the Mishnah itself. So why does the Mishnah go back and say zeh haklal? So we're analyzing this as part of the question. Shlo b'derech yiridaso. So the second klal, or the second part of the klal, where it's not in the way of his going down, l'suyimai, to include what? L'suyimai, what case is that coming to include? What is the chiddush of that? And what it says, lav l'suyimai kai gavna, is it not coming to include this very scenario of the person going up the ladder and the rung coming out, and telling us that he does not go to Golos? So that's a kasha. So if that's what the klal is referring to, that it has to be a proper, full-fledged going down, but not a situation where he is going up the ladder and the rung comes down, even if it's going, if it's coming down, descending for the sake of going, he's descending for the sake of going up, it doesn't include that case, or it include the second part of the klal is including that case to say that it's not a chiyuv of galus in that situation. So that's the challenge on the Gemara, on the answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave, that he says he is chiyuv galus in that case. The answer is l'taymecha, according to your reasoning. According to your reasoning, that you're saying that's what the second expression is referring to. So then I'll challenge you back and say, kol shebederech yiridaso l'suyimai, the first phrase of anything that's in the way of his going down, he is chayv golos. What is that coming to include? In other words, the Gemara's assumption is that maybe that both expressions are referring to a similar situation of a person on a ladder. And I could equally argue that the first phrase of Kol Shebederech Yiridaso is coming to conclude this very same case itself of him going up the ladder and the rung coming out. I mean, so how do you know that one phrase is the second phrase is referring to that to exempt him, and the first phrase is not including that, which would obligate him? I mean, how do we know which phrase would? How do we know which to apply that? Which phrase to apply this case of the person on the ladder? So therefore, both these phrases don't really prove anything. Ella, rather, these phrases are referring to a katzov, a butcher. And hachanami lasui katzov. And here also it's referring to a katzov. In other words, both these phrases are referring to a butcher. Lasui katzov, to include a butcher. And hachanami lasui katzov, to include a butcher. So there's a situation when the butcher is going to be chayev, and there's a situation when the butcher is going to be potter. So that's what the mission, that's what the Zeha Klal, or the two parts of the Zeha Klal, is referring to. And now the Gemara is going to explain this. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Katzov, of a butcher, Shohim Makatzev, who was chopping meat. Makatzev was chopping meat. So Tanu Chadu Lefon of Chayov, one Braisa teaches that in front of him is Chayov. Lachr of potter, but behind him is potter. Another braisa says that behind him, chayev, lefonov, potter, in front of him, potter. We'll explain all this in a second. V'tanya idach, another braisa teaches, bein lefonov, bein lachrov, chayev, whether in front of him or behind him, is chayev. And finally, tanya idach, another braisa teaches, bein lefonov, bein lachrov, potter, regardless of in front of him or behind him, he's going to be potter. V'lukasha, and none of these braisas are contradictory to each other, because as follows, can be yirida shalafonov. Here it's referring to a motion downwards in front of him, and therefore he'd be, this is referring to the first braisa, which case would be chayev in front of him. Va'aliya shalachrov, and a motion upwards behind him, which would make him potter. Can ba'aliya shalafonov yirida shalachrov. This one is referring to a motion upwards in front of him, and a motion yirida downwards shalachrov behind him. And can be yirida shalafonov. Here, the third braisa is referring to a yirida shalafonov, a motion downwards in front of him, v'shalachrov, and also behind him. In which case, that third braisa says he's potter in both situations. And can, the final braisa, is referring to an aliyah shalafonov, a motion upwards in front of him, v'shalachrov, and also behind him. And therefore, in both cases there, front and back, it'd be chayiv. So Rashi explains all this. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Kol." It starts off with the quoting the Gemara. I'll just skip the quotation from the Gemara, and goes right into it. Kol derech aliyah potter. Any motion upwards, any movement upwards, he's potter. For kol derech yirida chayev, in any movement downwards, he's chayev. That's the principle. Hilkach, therefore, hadatanya lefanov chayev. Lachrev potter, this braisa that taught in front of me is chayev and behind him is potter, is referring to a yirida shalafanov, a motion downwards in front of him, v'aliyah shalachrev, an emotion upwards behind him. And he explains, hishpil zroo, he lowered, hishpil to lower, he lowered zro, his arm, kedei laharim bekoach, in order to raise it up with force. Vihirim, and he did indeed raise it. Now the correction over here in the word mikoach is bikoach. The notation on the side, the Bach corrects that to bikoach. So vihirim, he raised it bikoach, with force. Lefonov, I'm sorry, and also you can see the Bach on the side, the cross reference to the Aleph. I'll just read it. It says he corrects it to this. Hirim, he raises it bikoach, with force. And then Harag Lefonov, he killed in front of him. So he raised it with force, and in so doing, he killed in front of him. He killed the person in front of him. Bahashpaloso, so you have to go back to the Rashi. Okay, I'm going to read the Rashi just as if in one flow, including the correction of the Bach. So just try and follow along with me. Okay, I'll go back a second. I'll go back a drop to. Okay, vihirim bekoach. Okay, vihirim bekoach. He lifted it with force. So, harag lefonov, he killed in front of him, bashbaloso, in lowering down the knife, the cleaver. Chayev, he's chayev. Harag balioso, if he killed balioso with lifting it up, laacharov, behind him, potter, he's exempt. So that's it's a pretty simple concept. He's lowering the knife down, and that motion downwards, that's when he strikes the person. He's chayev. If he's lifting it up behind him, then he's going to be chayev. He's going to be potter. So that's the first braisa. The Rashi continues. V'hod etanya lachra chayev lefana potter. The braisa which teaches that behind him he's chayev, and in front of him, he's potter, is Baliyah Shalafonov, is referring to where he's lifting it up. He's going up in front of him. The Yerida Shalachrov, and a motion downwards behind him. Kagan, for example, Hameirim, someone who's lifting up, Yodo, his hand, Bekoch, with force, Atsha Shpilo, Derech, Atsha Shpilo, until he lowers it down. Derech Acharov, in the way of behind him, Mema'al Lukasofov, from above his shoulders, the chazar, and he comes back for hagbion and lifts them, lahakos lefonov, or lifts it, I guess lifts his hands, lahakos lefonov, to strike in front of him, lahakos, to strike lefonov in front of him. So horik bahashpaloso, if he killed in the movement downwards, hashpaloso, in the going down, derech achrov, behind, in the way of behind him, chayov, he's chayov. Horik bahagboso, if he killed Bahagbasu, in lifting it up, potter, he's exempt. And then thirdly, Vahadatanya, the Bryce which teaches Bain Lafana Bain Lacharov Chayev, whether in front of him or behind him, he's Chayev, is Biyurida Shlafanov, is a descent, a motion downwards in front of him, O Shlacharov, or behind him. Vahadatanya, and that Bryce which taught Bain Shlafanov Bain Lacharov, whether in front of him or behind him, is potter, is referring to Baalei Shalafanov, a motion upwards in front of him, Vishalachrov, and behind him. So that reconciles the seeming contradiction between these four braises. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the case of the person on the ladder with the rung coming out, and the back and forth between Rabbi Abohu and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said back that to Rabbi Abohu's question that he'd be chayv golos, and then the challenge to that was, well, which seems like it was Rabbi Abohu challenging it. It doesn't go on to identify him specifically, but there's this back and forth. Is he chayv in that case? Not chayv in that case. The Gemara is now going to say that that's really subject to a machlokas tanoim, katanoit, like a machlokas tanoim, as follows: Haya ola basulam. This brisa says, this is that brisa now. Haya ola basulam is going up on the ladder. V'nishmata shliva metachtov, and a rung fell out, slipped out from beneath him. Tani chada. Actually, this is not the. Well, that was the case. Now the brisa. Tani chada. One brisa. One tana taught. Chayov. He's chayov in that case. V'tani idach, and the other brisa teaches potter. So that seems on the surface like it's an outright machlokus tanoim. Quickly, Rashi says, let us say it's a machlokus tanoim. Hach ba'ayo de Rebbe Abahu. This question, that question of Rebbe Abahu. So the Gemara says back and says no. Actually, before the Gemara says no, it says the following. My lav, is it not baha kamiflagi? About this very issue that they're arguing. Kamiflagi, they're arguing. The masava, the one master holds. Yerida he, it's called a downward motion. Umasovar, and the other opinion holds, aliyah he, it's called an upward motion. To which the Gemara responds back and says, lo, it's not true. The Kuli Alma, I could explain it this way, the Kuli Alma that the whole world holds, Kuli Alma, everyone, both Bryces hold, aliyah he, it's called an aliyah. They both, maybe you could say that both Bryces are holding that this guy going up the ladder, the rung falls out, it's really classified as an upward motion for which he'd be potter from Golas. Aliyah, it's an aliyah. V'lukashin, it's not a contradiction. Because kan l'nezokin, because this brisa here is referring to damages. And kan l'golos, and this one over here is referring to golos. Rashi explains, l'nezokin, for damages. Chayov, he is chayov. Right? For damages, he's chayov. Im lo hargo, if he doesn't kill somebody, the rung falls out and breaks someone's vase, he'd be chayov. Rashi continues, Elahaziko, he just damaged him. He damaged the individual, the person's property. Chayov, he's responsible. To the Nezokin, because when it comes to damages, lo shoni lon, lo shoni, the word shoni means to shinui, a change, or variation. So when it comes to Nezokin, to damages, lo shoni lon, there is no variation, or there is no difference lon to us. There is no change. Lo shani lan, there is no change to us. There is no differentiation, difference to us. Bein shogeg lemezet, between a shogeg and a mezet. Bein yirida l'aliyah, between yirida l'aliyah. There's no such distinctions. Kadam rinu b'vakama, like we say in b'vakama, quoting the pasuk, potzatachas petza, a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow. L'chayov al hashoge kamezid, the Gemara explains above a kama. That expression is comes to make a person obligated al hashoge for a shoge kamezid, like a mezid, v'ones k'rotzon, an ones like rotzon. So an ones like rotzon. So basically, that Gemara teaches us that there is no differentiation when it comes of shogeg. Shogig is like mezid vis-a-vis damages. You have to pay no matter what. There is no such distinction like we have by Golas. So that's one explanation of the two brises. Again, the both brises are holding that the vis-a-vis Golas, it's called an aliyah, and he'd be part of from Golas. But the brise which says he's chayiv is referring to nezik and to damages, and he's chayiv there. That's one answer. The Gemara says, Yiboyasema, if you want, I could also say the following. Havaha legolas, both brises are referring to golas. Havaha, this one and that one are speaking of for referring to cases of golas. Velo kasha, but again, there's no contradiction. Had islia, had lo islia. One is referring to a case where the rung was like rotten. It was like wormy. It was atlia. Teluim are worms, so it's wormy. And hodlo osli, and this one is not wormy. Rashi explains, hodlo where the rung was wormy, chayov, he's chayov golas. Shekol shliva shetlia, because any rung which has become wormy, kashadorasin aleha, when people trample upon it, trample, nechpepes he, it gets bent, it bends. Nechpepes means bending. Kofuf is to bend. It's nechpepe, or it's, bends, right. Nechpepes he lemata, it bends downwards, lemata downwards. V'yuridahu, and then it's considered, so now it's considered a downward motion as the guy's going up. He's pressing on that rung, so as soon as he puts his foot on the rung, it's bending downwards. Therefore, it's called a yurida. But if it wasn't wormy, ain kan yirida, it's not called a downward motion. So that's another reconciliation of the two braces. And finally, the Gemara says, Yibai, same, if you want, I could also say another explanation is Had Vahavaha, both the braces, delusly, they're not, the rung is not wormy. Velokashin is no difficulty. Had Mahadik, Had Le Mahadik. One is referring to where the rung is tightly packed into the ladder, and one is where it's not tightly packed in. Mahadik is tightly packed, tight. Rashi explains, Had Mahadik. Im hoisa shliva mole nekev, if the rung filled the hole inside the ladder, she tehuva bo, that it's stuck in tehuva bo, that it's stuck into it, it's inserted into it. Tehuva means to stick something inside of another thing. She tehuva bo, that it's stuck bo inside of it. Ve'achuza yofa, and it's held, achuza, held, yofa very well, yofa, very, very well. Ein kan derech yirida, this is not called a way of a motion downwards. Upata, and he's potter. But lo mahadik, if it's not tightly fixed inside the ladder, yirida, it's called a yirida. Yeshkan, there is here. Yirida, yeshkan, a downward motion. Yeshkan, there is over here. V'chayev, and he'd be obligated.